Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited Q3 and 9M FY24 earnings conference call. From the management panel, we have with us today Mr. S.K. Khandelia, Advisor to Executive Chairman, Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited, and Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay, Whole-time Director and CFO. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajeev Mukhopadhyay, Whole-time Director and CFO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited for the third quarter and nine months of FY24. I trust that you are all doing well. With me on the call today, Mr. S.K. Khandelia, Advisor to the Executive Chairman of Satlej Textiles and Industries Limited, and Stellar IR Advisors, our investor relationship team. We have already uploaded the investor presentation, and I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. Let me start the call by giving you the financial highlights of the quarter and nine months gone by, after which Khandelia will fill you in with the business highlights as well as the industry highlights. For quarter Q3 FY24, our consolidated total income came at 612 crores, as against 670 crores in Q3 FY23, mainly on the back of continued sluggish demand of textile industry in both export and as well as domestic market. In Q3 FY24, although volumes increased by 10%, year-on-year realization dropped by 17% during the same period. On a QOQ basis, total income decreased by 17%, mainly on account of lower volume. In the preceding quarter, total income was higher, mainly on account of the liquidation of inventory. EBITDA loss for the quarter is rupees 1 crore, as against 30 crore loss in the previous quarter, and rupees 21 crore profit the previous quarter last year, that is Q3 FY23. For nine months ended FY24, our consolidated total income stood at 2,062 crores. Gross margin came at 36.6%. EBITDA stood at minus 26 crores. As we have been updating you, our efforts at strengthening our balance sheet continue. During the quarter, we have reduced our total debt by 68 crores to 724 crores, as against 792 crores as on 30th of September 2023 on standalone basis. Our current debt-to-equity ratio continues to stay below 1 and currently stands at 0.76. During nine months, we reduced the working capital debt by 172 crores, and at the same period, working capital has reduced by 304 crores. Those were my opening remarks. I will now request Khandelia to please take it forward with the business and industry updates. Sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Rajeev, and thank you all for joining on this conference call. The year has been challenging for the entire textile industry in general and the spinning industry in particular due to ongoing geopolitical crisis, reduction in discretionary spending on account of high inflation, etc. This resulted in supply outstripping demand, and that has led to fall in realization rates and margins in exports as well as in domestic markets. Reduced exports of yarn and downstream products like garment, etc., put further pressure on domestic markets, dragging down the realization rates and margins. Rising imports from China of knitted and woven fabrics has been another challenge. In short, Q3 has been more challenging than Q2, and this was against the general market expectations. I'm happy to say that despite increased challenges in Q3, we could improve our performance from Q2 by fine-tuning our operations and product mix as per evolving market situation. Though challenges are still persisting, that global economy after a tough couple of quarters is now seeing moderating inflation and a speedy growth which is likely to help consumption as discretionary income should start increasing. With the greater than expected resilience in the United States and several large emerging markets and developing economies, we are seeing some green shoots of recovery. The Indian growth story continues to gather momentum, and we are likely to see some growth in domestic market as well. With a strong foundation and agile organization, we remain focused on adapting to changing dynamics of markets and customer needs. We are hoping to deliver better performance in forthcoming quarters, and we are cautiously optimistic. Thank you. Now you can please ask your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is on the line of Amit Agarwal from Leeway Investments. Please go ahead. Mr. Amit Agarwal, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
My question is regarding, we have a Red Sea problem. So is it difficult to export right now, and will it hurt our export margins? What is the situation in at present?
Exports in Q3 were down, and now we are seeing little improvement, say, in January and sometime in a little bit on February. But in Q3, exports were down as compared to Q2, and realizations and margins were also very much low as in Q3 as compared to Q2, and as compared to corresponding period last year also. But now we are seeing little improvement in export demand, but margins are still under pressure because Red Sea crisis are there and other challenges are there.
And my second question is regarding debt reduction. So we have debt reduction. Is it because of we have holding less inventory, or we have postponed our expansion plans?
Sir, as far as the debt reduction is concerned, it is actually directly proportional to two factors. One is the term loan reduction for the repayment, and the second factor is working capital reduction due to the reduction of the working capital level. So these are the two factors contributed to the reduction level.
Sir, have we reduced the total inventory position also?
Yes, of course. Of course, if you compare with March position, we have reduced almost by 300 crores. The working capital has reduced by 300 crores. If you compare with just last work quarter ending position, then the reduction will be around 100 crores.
And my last question is regarding we are moving our domestic brand from wholesale to retail. So do we intend to spend more on marketing this year, in next 12 months?
You see, the retail brand, marketing of the retail brand takes little time. So it is month after month, it is little bit progressing. And we are very hopeful that in going forward, it will give good results. But it will take some time before it actually starts delivering better results. But it is in the course.
So do we intend to spend more on marketing this year?
Sorry?
Like advertisement and advertisement and marketing of the new brand?
It is proportionate and depends upon the requirement. Of course, we are continuously doing something on the brand building and the advertisement. We are doing continuously.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Priyana Jhunjhunwala from Lara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, sir. So just
Hello,
wanted to
Anushka, I'm here, ma'am.
understand. Hi, sir. So just wanted to understand the scenario in blended yarn business. We observe that most of the all the blended yarn companies are facing challenges and having tough time creating profits over the last 3 to 4 quarters now. So could you highlight what are the key challenges and what can be done to improve the same?
You see, so far the branding of yarn is concerned, I think though, there are not any except the company's name, there are no specific brands like that. But the sales to the brands like Raymond, CRM, Dornier, or international brands, or the garment manufacturers who are the brands. So the problem has been the overall demand in the system has been low. Say the sale of the garments, for example, by the international brands in the international markets. Similarly, sale of the fabrics by the, say, CRM, Raymond, and such type of things in Indian markets has been poor because the discretionary spending was at the back seat. So that was the reason, since the demand of the garments and other things are not there, the demand of yarn is also impacted because ultimately it is the garments which drives the entire value chain. So since it was not there, but we hope because de-stocking was taking place. Secondly, everybody during the entire pipeline or say whether the yarn or whether the garments or fabrics, because the prices has been continuously coming down, everybody has lost money, degree may be different. So nobody wants to have the stocks because they lost heavily only in the matter of stocks. And now they feel that everything is readily available, so pipeline is practically empty and everybody is buying only to the extent they want. So until unless demand comes to the normal level and pipeline also, because the rates are still more or less continuously falling due to one reason or the other, because raw material rates have also been falling and yarn rates falls ahead of the raw material rates, and they were falling disproportionately. But hopefully, I think this trend should reverse slowly and gradually going forward, and that should start encourage the downstream players to buy again, and we hope that gradually things should start improving as we are seeing little improvement in demand from in exports and export brands. And in case of other, say there are different type of yarns which we manufacture, as you know, we are mainly in the dyed yarn business where we have all types of dyed yarn. So we are seeing some improvement in demand, particularly from the brands.
Okay. And sir, if you could help us in understanding if QCO implementation is a benefit to us or not, because we understand that QCO has been applied on polyester yarn as well. I mean, I may be wrong, if you can correct me on that as well.
Yes. QCO is there in polyester and polyester yarn, but actually what was happening, it was not only the yarn. Major import was of the fabrics from China, and that is still happening, and that is creating a big problem in Indian markets. You see, Bhilwara, Ludhiana, these are the markets badly impacted, where the lot of Chinese fabrics are coming from directly or through other countries. So that is happening. So far, polyester QCO it was already there. It has happened, I think, a year or back. So polyester imports are practically zero. And in case of yarn, of course, the yarn import was less, but the fabric which was there, it is still continuing, and rather quantity is increased. Anybody who was increasing yarn, importing yarn little bit, they will now be taking fabrics. So that is the situation. Thank you.
Okay. Understood, sir. So, sir, how do we see are we coming back to profits? How long it may take, or it may take a lot of time? Just trying.
You see, we are making required changes in the product mix, as I mentioned, that we keep on fine-tuning our operations as well as our offerings, product offerings, as per the evolving situation. So you see, the challenges have been there, challenges will keep on coming, but we have to fine-tune our business model. But This time, it was the worldwide recession, practically challenges, inflationary pressure. Like in US, you have never seen such level of high interest rate, high level of inflation, historically high in 40 years. So those were the things. Secondly, after the post-pandemic, demand was very robust. So lot of new capacities came in, and that created excess capacity in India in all the sectors. So that are the challenges, but we know that how to handle these challenges. But of course, the improvement will be gradual, and it will not be overnight. But we are looking, and we are confident that gradually we will see the challenges, and in a course of time, we will come back to our original position once the market also come back to that level. Even if there will be little variation, we are sure that we will come back to our original level.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. I'll come back to the question queue again for the question.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Aditya Vora from Share India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please carry on.
Yeah, so I had a couple of questions. One is on the demand scenario. I'm assuming that the festive season wasn't great and it's reflected in the numbers. But any clue about how the wedding season is? Because we still have January and February for the wedding season for this financial year. So how is the wedding season shaping out? Is it becoming better than what it was anticipated?
You see, Q3 is already over. As you said, there is January, February. We are already sometime in fact today in mid of the January. And only little bit time is left with us. So basically, there has been improvement in order flow from the last week of December. And basically, it is the order which starts first, and then the margins little bit improve going forward. So Q4, we expect to be better than Q3. But exactly how better it will be, quantify, it is difficult to quantify because it's a very dynamic situation. Every day, raw material prices, yarn prices, demand prices, but the level, the way in which order flow is happening, particularly in export, and particularly say in sub, we have different segments, say cotton, cotton melange, synthetic dye. So some segments have started moving, say synthetic dye is still not moving in domestic market. Of course, in export, there has been some improvement. So we hope that the Q4 will be better than Q3.
Okay, sure. And since you have got so much of experience, according to you, where would we be in the cycle? Are we kind of at the bottom of the cycle and we see a great run ahead, or where are we in the cycle? Just kind of, if you can tell me qualitatively.
I personally feel and we hope that we are at the bottom of the cycle.
Right. So probably from FY25.
But the recovery will be slow and gradual.
Well, okay. So one last question, which is not much related to Satellite Textiles, but just wanted a perspective, is that when I was looking at these home textile companies, most of these companies are recording good volume growth, and that they have seen the entire restocking happening in the US market. So is that kind of a precursor to companies like us who are spinning companies?
Yeah. You see, in home textile after pandemic, people have been spending a lot of money in home textile because of work from home and other regions. And earlier, you see, the home textile has gone down earlier, and they have come up earlier. You see, the yarn business has gone down later after home textile. So this is the simple type of things which happens. And in case in our home textile, as you said, we are only in curtains and upholstery, and there our exports has definitely improved. But in domestic market, we have slowed down because of the, you see, we have changed our policy little bit regarding the payment system and others, that we will sell in domestic to the extent of the receivables and other things keeping under control. And our cut service is also gradually improving, but naturally in retail business, the growth is slow initially and then can it take off. So this is the position in home textiles, say, lina and rugs and all those type of things, growth has been very good, and Competition is also less because of China one plus policy also, and Pakistan, which used to be a big exporter, they are in little trouble. So all those benefits have been reaped by the companies, home textile players like Wellspun, Indofound, and all those type. And they were already well established and integrated. So integrated players in home textile are doing well.
Right, right. Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Nisha from Stellar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So my first question is regarding capacity utilization. In Q3, our capacity utilization was 79%, which is 6% down QOQ and 16% down as compared to YOY last year. So why it is so?
Yes. Yeah, it was so because, as I mentioned in my opening remarks, that we have been fine-tuning our production and utilization as per the evolving demand and market situation. So when we found that in some of the capacities which we were running, even we are not able to cover even variable expenses. So we decided that there is no fun in running those type of capacities where we are not able to cover even our variable expenses. And since, as I mentioned, Q3 was more challenging than the Q2 because the geopolitical tensions increased, and say impact of Israel-Hamas war was fully blown in Q3 initially, and then gradually tapered out. Demand was less in India also, and demand was very less in export. You see, our exports has gone down very much in Q3. So as per the market conditions, we reduced the spindles. But now, though capacity utilization is better at this point of time.
Okay, sir. And sir, what levels can we expect for FY25?
FY25, I hope that we should be at the normal level.
Okay. And sir, next question is regarding home textile segment. Our revenue for home textile segment in as compared to Q2 is almost negligible growth. Like in Q2, we did 50 crores, and in Q3 also we did almost 50 crores, 76 lakhs. So what is the reason behind this almost negligible growth, and what do we expect in the future for this segment?
Yes. As I mentioned in my previous question reply, if you have heard that our revenue has gone down only in domestic segment, and that is also not in cut service, but in the domestic wholesale sector. Because there we have intentionally reduced the volume at this point of time because there were certain overdue payments. So we were trying to collect those payments, and then again we will start increasing our volume in domestic market. That was the reason, nothing else.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit Bhambri from Standard Chartered Bank. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Question on your debt levels. What is your target debt to equity level that you're working towards? You said you're at 0.79, correct?
76, yes. Sir, if you tell me what is the target level, it will vary because, you know, working capital position varies depending on the cotton procurement cycle. So it will be, you cannot uniformize throughout the year for an ideal number. But the level, whatever we are in, probably it will be marginally up in the time of March ending because there will be cotton procurement will be higher than now. So ideal number giving for the throughout the year will not be right. But broad level, overall, I can say that 0.7 to 0.8, this should be the ideal number of the debt equity you should maintain. That's the way we are targeting.
Okay, so that's your target number that you're working with, right, in that range?
We always try to keep it below 1. But normally it is vary from 0.7, 0.8, something like, even sometimes 0.65 also. But we always try to keep, and we have been keeping it much below 1.
Okay. Because the reason I was asking the question was I'm seeing that consistent trend, right, year on year decrease. So is there a long term plan to sort of continue to keep bringing it down, right, so that that interest expense continues to come down and efficiency continues to improve?
Yeah, you see, say if the profits are good, it will keep on getting down. So you see that there has been two bad years. One was the pandemic year, and this year has been the bad. So whatever good thing which happened earlier, but our target is always that irrespective of anything, we have always to keep it below one. So it will keep on going down from here. If the next year, say, if everything goes well, next year it should go down.
Okay, okay, got it. And one more. Sorry.
Please.
Yeah, and I had one more question, right? You were talking about the home furnishing segment, right? So we are seeing, you know, real estate markets in quite a few regions is quite strong, right? So are you seeing that translating into higher sales?
Yes, it should. It should translate into good sales, better sales as compared to current sales in next year. This is what I also feel.
Okay, okay. And finally, I know you were making a point that to one of my colleagues' question was expect to get to original levels in 2025. FI. So what are the levels that you're targeting?
So the reply was in relation to the capacity utilization. You see, our capacity utilization, the utilizing all the spindles, 100% capacity utilization, which we used to have always. So that was in relation to that, because the profits and earnings, it all depends upon the market conditions and everything. So utilization level, I expect that next year we will be reaching to 100% as we used to. Only this year our capacity utilization has been lower.
Okay, thank you. No more questions from me. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Prerit Chaudhary from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. I have a question related to the home textile segment. So what would be your current utilization levels for this segment?
You see, current utilization level is maybe about 70%, but that includes some job work also. So you see, since the market, overall market has been down, for particularly in domestic market for curtains and upholstery in some of the segments and on some of the markets. So that's why it was little down. It was about 70%, and gradually it should improve next year.
Okay, so I mean, in the presentation you have mentioned that you are acquiring new customers, and currently with domestic market being slow, so do we plan to do some expansion in this segment as well in coming years?
Sorry, I could not get you.
So we are acquiring new customers. That's what I'm seeing in the presentation. And with the domestic market currently slow, and we are at 70%. So do we plan any capex in small to medium term?
You see, what we are doing is we are focusing more on exports. We are focusing on more on exports, and our exports are improving year after year. And so far domestic market is concerned, we have made our policy very clear that we will be selling to, mainly we sell to the wholesalers. There are three segments in our home textiles, I tell you. And another is the job work. First is the exports, second is the domestic market, and third is our cut service. So our exports are growing year after year. In domestic market, as I said, that we have intentionally reduced the volumes, and it is tied with the payment terms. If we get the payment in time, then only we are selling, and it is being sold to the only wholesalers. Third is the cut service. That is our Nestera brand. And that we have started 2 years and 2.5 years back, something like that. And that is doing well. We are satisfied by its performance, and hopefully in future, it should be the good sector of our home textile business, good segment of our home textile business, because it will be a cut service direct to the consumer through retailers. So we are working on that aggressively, and whatever capex will be required for that we will do, but we have still to work out. But at present, the capex requirement is not there.
Okay, all right. That's it for my side.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Akshay Kothari from JHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So what would be cotton as a percentage of our RMC?
Sorry?
Cotton as a percentage of our raw material cost?
How much? Just a second.
I'll check and tell you.
Cotton the percentage now.
It should be around 45. I'll give you the exact number.
It should be around 40 to 45%. And exact number will be forwarded to you.
Okay. And sir, what is the export contribution? You were saying that in Q3 we did less of export. So generally, what is the run rate we do, and what was it in Q3?
You see, normally our exports are about 40%. And our exports were down by 26% as compared to Q2. So now, I think hopefully there's some better flow of order is there, and hopefully in this quarter the exports will be better as compared to Q3.
Normally
we export 35 to 40% of our total production.
In which geographies do we export majorly?
We export to 70 countries of the world, and to the developed countries as well as the African countries, Middle East, everywhere, Russia, Europe, everywhere we export.
Okay, so we export yarn only?
Yes, we manufacture yarn. So far the home textile is concerned, that is also we are exporting, and that is to the developed countries, US and Europe, UK.
So because
one
of the other textile companies call, they mentioned that Red Sea crisis did not impact them much because all the developed countries actually do not procure yarn from us. We export yarn to the likes of only Bangladesh, Vietnam, and these China. And so Red Sea crisis actually did not impact much to the yarn players.
In our case, it is not like that. In our case, we are exporting because we are not exporting only apparel yarn. We are exporting various type of yarn for different type of end use. Say maybe for home textiles, maybe for industrial application, maybe for medical application, various type of yarns which we export, and we export to USA, Latin American countries, South African countries, East African countries. So everywhere we are exporting, Middle East we are exporting. Say Turkey is our big market for the export of synthetic dyed yarns, and that is also very much impacted because it also goes through Red Sea. So the impact on the yarn exports has been very severe initially, but now people have started taking for the longer route yarn, and they have started paying for the extra cost also.
Okay. And sir, generally what are the Incoterms in general? Is it FOB or CIF freight cost would impact us?
It depends upon country to country, customer to customer, product to product. We try FOB. But in many times it is CIF. Say 50-50 you can say.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what is our current capacity utilization?
As we mentioned, the current capacity utilization is about 90%.
Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Vineet Jain from Wise Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, I had a question on the revenue mix. You were focusing on the domestic part. So could you guide us, like, what could be the revenue mix for FY 25-26? Is there any plan on the table?
You see, as you have seen in the past also, and in the current year, quarter to quarter, it may vary. But our revenue mix is normally, say, as I mentioned, our exports are 35 to 40%, and domestic is 60 to 65%. This has been our normal revenue mix year after year. 2/3 domestic,
yeah.
1/3 exports, you can say that.
Yeah, but if product mix, if you can share a little bit.
The product, every product we export, normally you see, in certain products it may be little more, in certain products it may be little less. But we have majority, most of the products we are exporting, more or less same ratio.
Okay, one more question I had on the margins. like when we are doing good sizable business, why is that we are not able to increase our margins irrespective of whatever dumping there is, or like what can we do?
Margin is the product of the market conditions. It depends upon demand and supply. It is not in our hand. You see, it's a competitive business. It's a, not only domestically competitive, it is internationally competitive. So margins depend upon the demand and supply. This drives the market, and then it depends upon the product mix. So far product mix is concerned, we always keep on evolving new products as per the market requirement, fashion changes, etc. But basically it is the function of the demand and supply. So at present, if you will see, each and every yarn company, depending upon this segment they are, whether synthetic, whether cotton, whether dyed, whether grade, that varies from segment to segment, but overall the sentiment has been poor, margins have been poor. So basically the reason has been the low demand and oversupply. Supply is overstripping demand. That is the main reason.
Yeah, so I agree to that. But my question was
demand and supply.
Yeah, I understand the point you made, but what I was trying to figure out was that since we are in this business since a long time, there would be some niche product where we would be having benefit or the benefit of margin in our side. Is there any certain product?
For example, cotton and cotton melange yarn. That's a specialty yarn. There are many, say, lycra type of special yarns. So that we keep on developing, but you see, every product has a cycle. So new products we keep on developing and old products keep on going down. So that's a cycle. But in such type of markets, people prefer lowest quality material. They don't want to make experiments, don't want to take new developments and something like that. So that is the situation. So actually, it's an abnormal situation, but in normal course, you see, we have been developing and new products have been taken by the market. There the new products, niche products margins are better in other products, but the niche can be the limited. It cannot be 100%. You see, there will always be some percentage of the niche product, which we always have and which we will continue to have that.
So, do we have any plan, like wherever we can sell those particular niche product to new customers, if we can identify new clients?
That we always keep on looking into different end use, different customers, different countries, and all those type of things our marketing people keep on research. They keep on doing research, and based on that customer feedback and other things, we have the full-fledged development centers for development of niche products. So that keeps on going on.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Khandelia for his closing comments.
Thank you very much for your very insightful questions. So my closing remark is that we are cautiously optimistic about the coming quarter and the forthcoming all quarters. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Satluj Textile and Industries Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.